God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change your entire life. We thank God for another opportunity to be in His presence, to be able to study His Word. So before we delve into His Word, let us talk to the Lord. Father, we do now bless you. God, we give you praise. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you yet for another opportunity to be able to study your word. Father, we count it not lightly, God, that we have an opportunity to study your word. We live in a world. We live in a land. We live in a country where we have the privilege of being able to study your word freely. But Father, there are still so many places that don't have that opportunity. There are so many places that don't have the freedom to be able to study your word as others do. So God, we thank you so much for just the ability to be able to study your word freely. Father, we pray, God, that you would take our attention under arrest this morning. Father, that we might be able to focus in on you and what it is that you have to say to us. Because, God, we understand that while we may know a lot of things, you know all things. And because you know all things, Father, we know that you know exactly what we need to do, how we need to do it, when we need to do it. So, Holy Ghost, be our preacher, be our teacher on this morning is our prayer. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. I bless God for just being alive on today. I don't take it for granted that somebody that laid their head down last night didn't wake up this morning. But God has allowed me, allowed us, to still be in the land of the living this morning. And for that, I am grateful. On this morning, our journeys take us to Isaiah, the 26th chapter. Isaiah, the 26th chapter. And we're going to start at the first verse, and we're going to read the first five verses. And as it is my nature, I will read them from several different versions. Isaiah, the 26th chapter, reading the first five verses. We're going to start with the New American Standard Bible, and then we'll travel to a couple of more versions so that we get a full understanding of what God is saying to us on today. Isaiah 26, starting at the first verse. From the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows: In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. He layeth low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. And I'm sorry, that was the King James Version. My apologies. Now we're going to the New American Standard Bible. Same five verses. Starting at Isaiah 26, verse 1. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He set up walls and ramparts for security. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains faithful. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low those who dwell on high, the unassailable city. He lays it low to the ground. he cast it to the dust. The New American Standard Version reads like this: In that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing the song, Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock. He humbles the proud and brings down the arrogant city. He brings it down to the dust. Finally, from the message, again, Isaiah 26, starting at verse 1, says, At that time this song will be sung in the country of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation city, built and fortified with salvation. Throw wide the gates, so good and true people can enter. People whose minds set on you, you will keep completely whole, steady on their feet, because they keep at it and don't quit. Depend on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God you have a sure thing. Those who lived high and mighty will be knocked off their high horse. He used the city built on a hill as fill for the marshes. And the word of the Lord is blessed. I want you to notice with me, verse 3 is a familiar passage. If I read it from the King James again, you will know this. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. But the last part says, because he trusts in thee. So on this morning, I want to talk to you about when peace feels impossible. When peace feels impossible. When we are thinking about all that we are dealing with, pandemic, economic downturn, political factions, issues on the job, not enough people to get the work done on the job, or cutting back, and that means cutting back on even roles at jobs. So we've got job eliminations, health issues, personal finance challenges, problems with marriages, problem with children. Just keeping your own mind sane and intact. You all, a lot going on. A lot going on. And we've always heard the verse that God will keep us in perfect peace. Who you know, for those who keep their mind stayed on him. We always hear that verse. We never or rarely hear the part that says, because he trusts in thee. Because his trust is in God. God will keep a person in peace. Perfect peace. Philippians said a peace that surpasses all understanding. But he does that not when you just keep your mind stayed on God. Because I think some of us think, as long as we think on God, as long as we think God, 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 as long as we can keep our mind thinking on God and godly things, that we ought to have some peace. But there are two criteria. It's not just that you're keeping your mind on God, but you keep your mind on God because you're trusting in God. Ooh. And you go throwing another corkscrew in there, Apostle. Then you go throwing another criteria, another element, another requirement. I didn't do it. The Word did it. The Word did it. You all, we have to think of the trust that we have in God as being the joists under a floorboard of our house. It's what support it supports us. If you don't have trust, you can't keep your mind stayed on God. If you can't keep your mind stayed on God, you won't have peace. Get what I'm saying? You've got to have the ability to be able to trust in God. And we can't rely on our feelings. So often we talk about being in our feelings, but you are our feelings betray us. I'm not making friends this morning. Your feelings betray us. I want you to think about that last time that you thought somebody had a problem with you and they didn't. And then think about what caused you to think that way. Why did I think that they had a problem with me? Well, it's because of the way they looked at me. It's because of how they talked to me. It's because when they said something, it didn't sound right. It's because when they answered me, it sounded like they had an attitude. And all of those conclusions are based on our feelings. None of them are based on fact. They're based on our feelings. And you all, if we allow our feelings to be our joist, our foundation that gives support, our feelings will give out from under us quicker than anything you can ever imagine. Because our feelings are fragile props. They're fragile joists. They're fragile support and foundation. They're fragile. They can't hold up under anything. We will feel like we've got a purpose and a foundation to stand on as it relates to our feelings, and our feelings let us down every time. Because we deal with life through fallen feelings. Hear me now. Fallen feelings. The way we think people see us. The way we think people deal with us. The way we think people appreciate or don't appreciate us. You all, our feelings will let us down. But the scripture shares with us that if we can trust in God, that's what verse 4 said. Verse 4 in the message, well, in the message says it like this: depend on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God you have a sure thing. If you look in other versions, those versions say that we are to trust in God forever, because in God we have an everlasting rock. The King James Version says the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You all, we want strength to prop us up, not fragile feelings. And when we can trust in God, He will be our strength. And if we can trust in Him, it helps us to keep our mind stayed on Him, which then keeps us in peace. I don't know what you're dealing with on today, but I know that God desires to keep us in peace. Scripture says you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Those words stay, the Hebrew word for the phrase stayed on means to brace, to uphold, to support. That's why I keep saying that, because we want His peace. We want His peace. So we need our minds to be fully braced fully supported, fully upheld by God's truth and by trusting Him. I don't know what you got your trust in on today, but trust in God. Trust in Him forever. He will be your strength. He will give you an all-embracing peace. And you won't be let down by fragile, fallen feelings. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us that we do not have to be let down by our feelings, but we can be held up by your perfect peace. Help us to be your change agents today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. You go out and have an amazing God bless day.